This is Adam Farrell reporting for Fred Film Radio at the London Film Festival. And earlier on, I got a chance to talk to the writer-director of Honey Trap, Rebecca Johnson.
Honey Trap is a teenage love triangle. It's about 15-year-old girl, Layla, who sets up the boy who's in love with her to be killed. It's all set in Brixton. The whole cast are teenagers. And it's my first feature film.
Yeah, you wrote and you directed it.
That's right.
You did the double whammy. And I was just wondering, why did you want to tell this particular story and what inspired you to want to tell it?
Well, I have been working in my local area of Brixton with young people, making films for them over the last kind of decade, actually. And my short, Top Girl, is probably my best-known short film. And in it, I explore themes of girls in a man's world and kind of coming of age. And really, yeah, it's just how hard it is to be a young girl kind of like trying to make your way and try to understand rules, many of which don't really make sense as you come kind of across for the first time. And Honey Trap's inspired by a real case which happened a few years ago in South London. And when I started looking and thinking about that case, it seemed to present itself as an opportunity for me to take those themes to expand on them into much more extreme territory. And that's what I've done. I sort of started off very much using the real case as, you know, thinking I was going to try and actually retell the story as far as possible from the girl's perspective. But as I went on, I realised I wanted more creative freedom and I didn't want the responsibility of depicting people who actually existed and saying that this is who they are. This is exactly how it was, because that's not what I didn't feel I also needed to do that. I've worked with young people a long time. You know, a lot of young people get embroiled into gang culture, and it's a very kind of loose term. Basically means a lot of kids that are running around confused. And we're not talking Al Capone. You know, often it's not really about the criminality as such, it's about a need to belong and a desperate need to get status in a very small world, because ultimately a lot of these kids, they might dream of being 50 Cent and making it huge somehow, but they also probably think that they're not going to get out of that small world. So your place within that small world, where you rank, is very, very important.
Brilliant. And that kind of leads me on to my next question, which is Brixton is so much a character within itself within the film. Why did you choose to sort of set it there? I know you've talked a little bit about it already, but for me it was so important that it had to be in that particular location, especially seeing as Layla, the main character, is not from Brixton. She's a newcomer to Brixton.
She is a newcomer to Brixton. I mean, there are so many reasons why I'm setting the film in Brixton. I mean, it's my area. I've lived around there for nearly 20 years, and all of my work with young people's taken place around South London and much of it around Brixton. I've got strong ties to an estate called Stockwell Park Estate, right in the middle of Brixton, where I've made quite a few films now. And so Honey Trap was filmed there with a lot of support from the community. And I mean, when I say the community, obviously there are some, this kind of, it becomes a wide thing from like shops, etc., people who gave us services in kind, but also, you know, I know a lot of people from that state. You know, I've watched people grow up, I know their families, lots of them have worked on films, their friends have worked on films, so I'm kind of networked in a very nice way. And so that gave us a massive practical kind of bedrock of support to make the film. But yeah, I feel very, very, I mean, loyal to Brixton. Lots of Londoners, I have a strong kind of pride of where I live, and Brixton's a very, very diverse area. There's been a lot of talk about the gentrification of Brixton, which is definitely, you know, got both good and bad sides to it, but it is a special area. It has something very special, which I think you'll know if you've been there. Something quite unique about Brixton.
Well, yeah, no, I was just going to pick up on that. You know, I recognise a few of the locations, the Brixton Academy and places like that. But for me, it was very much kind of almost bizarre to see something so close to home up on the screen. And sort of following on from that, I was just interested to know how you got the cast together. Were they, you know, seasoned actors? Did you have to audition, or is it a case of finding people that you knew from the area that could play these characters?
Well, our principal cast are as seasoned as any young actors can be, in terms of that they've got agents, they've done film and TV. Jess Sula was in Skins, which she landed when she was 16 from an open casting, so she obviously didn't have an agent or anything like that. She was cast from like thousands of people, and she's done other bits of TV, but this is her first feature, and it was a biggie, because obviously she's very challenging role that she takes on and pulls off.
Yeah.
And she's in every scene, so it's extremely hard in terms of, you know, the punishing schedule. Lucien Lavis-Count is known for Waterloo Road. He was in Corrie. He was actually also on Celebrity Big Brother. I discovered after I'd cast him. Yeah, I know. I had no idea. He's fantastic. Yeah, he's brilliant. He really kind of... I think, see, the thing is that a lot of the time, something like, say, Celebrity Big Brother, you know, you get a certain idea of somebody, which I, you know, obviously not a fan of, don't watch it myself. I could be also somebody who would have that same idea, but people take the chances they're given and run with them, and that's what I love about Lucien. He is an absolute go-getter, and he is a really, really, really good actor, and this really gives him the chance to prove that. Because his character is, if you like, the bad boy, you know, Troy. And but it was very important to me that I didn't want any of the characters just to be playing good or bad, because that just isn't the truth of what's a much more complicated situation. And I really felt that was very important to put across, the fact that what we're talking about is young people. I mean, you know, to me as a grown-up, they're children. So that insecurity, humanity, even in people who do really end up doing really terrible things, it's just very important to put across, and Lucien brings it. And then newcomer Tonga Mwanza is fantastic. It's Sean, you know, and really heartbreaking and completely different. It's just lovely, the totally different energies that the actors have. But then, all, in terms of your original question, I did cast like non-actors, real people, if you like, from Brixton. Those people I've known from the estate have cameos, small parts in the film, and I like the texture that brings.
And I was just wondering, you talked about it briefly in that last answer, was when you were writing it, were there points where you sort of found yourself really sort of seeing yourself in Layla? Have you been in that sort of choice between the good boy and the bad boy? And, you know,
no,
she's 15, she's quite impressionable.
It's kind of bigger than that, I'd say, because these emotions that you're tapping into, or that I was tapping into, are huge, and I'd say they're pretty universal. I mean, all of us have wanted someone that we can't have, and that's effectively what's happening in that love triangle. Everybody has, I think, probably has been at some point in their life in that state of yearning and desperation for somebody they can't have, and that whole dynamic, which can kind of send you a bit crazy, you know. And you see kind of all of the characters in their different way being caught up in that. But certainly, yeah, when I was writing it, I kind of got into the skin of all of the characters. Had to.
And just finally, how's it feel to be screening it here at the London Film Festival, considering that Brixton's just down the road, you know? How's it feel?
Well, the first screening is in Brixton tonight at the Ritz Cinema. Yeah. So the London Film Festival mainly is venues around central London, but it also takes on other venues, including the Ritz, which is fantastic.
It's in the background of one of the shots. I did see that. I clocked that.
And many of the other spots are just down the road, and it's sold out, the screening, in like 2 hours. So it's really great to feel that this film's got that support from the community it was made within. So yeah, I'm very excited. I can't wait.
That was Rebecca Johnson, writer and director of Honey Trap, when I spoke to her earlier on at the London Film Festival. You're listening to Fred Film Radio.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.